If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Former Real Housewives of Atlanta star Cynthia Bailey's ex-husband Peter Thomas declared he plans to fight his recent DUI charge, RadarOnline.com can exclusively reveal. Speaking for the first time about the January 9th arrest outside Atlanta, Thomas told RadarOnline.com the field sobriety test administered at the scene was flawed and the most they could slap him with was a ticket for mistakenly running a red light. "So, it's going to go to court and without a doubt, I will be 1000% vindicated," he said. "I'll get a ticket for running a red light and I'm okay with that." Thomas acknowledged the police had a right to stop him because he was lost and briefly took his eyes off the road. "I definitely was swerving because I was looking at my phone to find out where I was in Smyrna. I don't go to that side of the world, and he pulled me over," he admitted. "He had all the rights to pull me over, okay." Thomas, however, scoffed at the driving without a license or no insurance charges, claiming it's a misunderstanding that will be resolved once all the facts are known. The Miami native claimed the Cobb County police officer allegedly dismissed his valid Florida driver's license because it didn't list the Atlanta area address, which he cited as a second home. He also claimed the insurance was valid. "He, the officer, deemed it, the license, to be void and that's on him," Thomas said defiantly. "I don't know what they are doing and not doing, what's the law, what's not the law." Thomas, who was released on a $2,500 bond, didn't fault the police officer for doing his job and claimed his stay at Cobb County Jail was brief because he had to be rushed to the hospital. "They do what they are supposed to do as police officers. There was no accident. No one was hostile," he told RadarOnline.com. "As a matter of fact, the cop called me back the next day to make sure I was okay because when they took me to Cobb County Jail, they wouldn't accept me because my blood pressure was so high. And I told them I was on medication. Indeed, at the hospital they gave me further medication to take because of my blood pressure." Thomas is expected back in court in March.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.